Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And now it's time for the opening commodity market report at 9:45. I make that 9:49. Good morning. I'm Jay Pierce sitting in for Dave Dickey. Dave returns on Wednesday. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trade on the Chicago Board of Trade and Kansas City wheat pits. And, of course, we give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. July wheat in Kansas City, opening at 6:06 this morning, down 5. September at 5:98, down 4.5. September spring wheat, 6:15, down 4.25. On the Board of Trade, July wheat was at 5.99 on the open, down 0.5, and September opened at 6.06, down 4. December, 6.18, down 4.5. The March contract, 6.24.5, down 1.5. And May opened at 6.13, down 1. July corn opened at 3.30, down 4.5. September, 3.37, down 4.5. December at 3.48.5, down 3.5. March at 361.5, down 3.75. The May contract, 370, down 5.5. July 08 wheat, make that corn, opened at 380, down 4.25. And July soybeans opened at 860, down 4.75. August, 863.5, down 5.75. September, 873, down 6.25. November at 890, down 6. January 08 beans, 903 on the open, down 5. March opened at 9.12, down 3.5. May at 9.15, down 5.25. Soybean meal for July, 233.50, down 40. And August opened at 235, down 10. The July soybean oil contract opened at 37.10. That was down 3. And the soybean oil contract for August opened at 37.17. And that was down 16 on the open. And taking a look at how the trade is going right now, we see the wheat contracts in Kansas City down 7 for the July contract, 3.5 for September. Wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade trading from a half lower on the July contract to up 1 for September. And corn on the Board of Trade is generally, from 3 lower in December 08 to 6 lower in July and September of 07. And in the soybean pits, everything's down about 1.5 or so. 1.25 on the August and September contracts, now to 1.75 on the July contract. And joining us to take a look at the opens, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Morning, Jay.
Well, as we take a look at what's happening on the trade, we see everything narrowly lower right now, except for the corn, which is down about 6 cents or so. What's that saying to you?
Yeah, corn's struggling a little bit today compared to the other markets. It suggests that corn is in a position here where with some rain in the forecast, a little cooler temperatures as we go through the week here, that is sort of taking a little bit of the weather premium out, giving the corn market a little relief here in the east. Western Belt's still struggling. There's portions of Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Iowa that's really missed some of these rains. So they're going to continue to struggle. But as a whole, the trade's getting kind of prepared for Thursday morning's supply-demand reports, where the trade's sort of focusing on a larger carryout estimate for corn. With the big acres they had in the June's stocks acreage report there, suggests we got more corn acres. And with the good to excellent category in the low 70s here, ideas maybe yield could come in just a little bit higher. So corn stocks are going to be a little bit more plentiful than they were before. So that's giving the corn market a little bit of a negative tone. Whereas the beans are trying to hang in there with the weather forecast, that would be helpful to beans. But ideas that the USDA will come in with a lower soybean carryout estimate on Thursday mornings, going to give the bean market a little support in these breaks. Overnight, palm oil was slightly lower, but the world vegetable oil was higher overnight. So we'll sort of watch the oil market here to look for direction in the bean market along with the weather too, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect there to be a lot of trading today?
Mondays are fairly active. Mondays usually the busiest days of the week. You know, we had a hot, dry weekend here, and it did put a little stress on the crop. This afternoon's crop conditions report is expected to show about 1 to 3% deterioration, especially in the Western Belt. When you look at the state breakdowns, Minnesota is expected to take a big drop, Iowa a slight drop, and here in the Eastern Belt it's going to be kind of hit and miss. But there'll be quite a bit of activity here today, Monday, as traders sort of get their position squared away where they want to be, especially going into the report there Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. What kind of strategies would you recommend for the farmers this morning?
Good question. A farmer and a trader is entirely two mm-hmm. different outlooks. For a producer farmer, one that's got cash grain on the line here, I think you got to sort of play defense here, especially on corn. You know, longer term we remain optimistic, but short term in here, typically you get this time of year, if there's real no crop fear, the seasonal dominant trend is down until you get into August here. So as a producer on corn, I think you got to be making some sales on some ups in through here, buying some puts, playing defense. Same thing on beans. We've got some more time on the beans. We'll watch the bean market here and see if we can't crack that $9 level and stay above there or not. But same thing on the beans in here. Any type of weather rally or strength, the guy probably needs to be getting caught up on some sales, buying puts, put a floor into you. The defensive strategy. Whereas the futures trader, if you're an investor in here, you sort of got to go with your technical indicators, which tell you when to get in and when to get out.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything on the technical picture to look at?
Well, when you look at the big picture, on the corn chart there, we had a big, nasty reversal to the downside there on the weekly scale a couple weeks ago. And the dominant trend is down here for a while, even though we're about a dollar off the highs in corn. The trend will still be down here for a while until we rekindle some demand. Fundamentally, you know, demand is starting to pick up in here, so we need to technically sort of build a base here in the corn market. We were able to sort of reverse out of the hole there. So technically, we'll probably consolidate here and try to put in some type of retracement rally on the chart here as we go into maybe mid to late July.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal. He'll join Todd Gleason this afternoon on the Closing Market Report 2 here on AM 580.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And taking a look at how the numbers are going right now in Kansas City, July wheat at 601 is down 10 now, and September at 598.5 down 4. July on the Chicago Board of Trade, $6 even, down a half cent. September at 608, down 2. And December at 619.5, down 3. July corn at 328, down 6.5. September at 335.75, down 5.75. December corn is at 346.25, down 5.75. And the December 08 contract is at 394.5, down 2.5. July soybeans, 863 down 1.75, August at 869 down 0.25, September 878.5 down 0.75, November 895.25 down 0.75. July soybean meal 234.70 is up 80, and the July oil at 37.23 is up 10. The August feeder cattle 114.75. Currently down 5, August live, make that up 5 on the August feeder cattle. The live cattle for August, 92.15, down 35, October, 96.75, down 15, and July lean hogs, 70.80, down 52.5. Crude oil for September delivery is currently 6 cents higher at 73.21. The August delivery contract, 72.80, is down 1 cent a barrel. CRB index is up 1.09 at 321.95. The dollar's down 0.03 at 81.41. And the Dow Jones Industrials at 13.620, currently up 8 points. And as we look at Mike Sola's forecast for Illinois and Indiana, we're seeing today That minimum relative humidity levels will range between 35% and 55%. The dew point temperature is ranging between 61 degrees in eastern Indiana to 72 in western Illinois. Wind speeds will range from 5 to 12 miles an hour with some 20-mile-an-hour gusts in the north. Heat index values ranging from the low 90s to around 100 degrees as we see partly sunny skies in northern Illinois with a chance for occasional showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, it should be mostly sunny with highs from 86 in northwest Illinois to 93 in the south. For tonight, Illinois and western Indiana, scattered showers and thunderstorms. The rest of Indiana clear to partly cloudy still. 65 to 73, the temperature range. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms across the two states, highs 84 to 91. And tomorrow, the dew point temperatures will climb into the low 90s, minimum relative humidity levels ranging from 52% in eastern Indiana to 45% in northwestern Illinois. The wind speeds will be ranging from 10 to 15 miles an hour, with some gusts reaching around 25 miles an hour in the north. Heat index values will drop to the low to middle 90s, and a widespread quarter-inch rainfall is expected, with some half to three-quarter-inch totals likely. It is 10 o'clock, and you're listening to AM 580 WILL Urbana.